If you are on social media looking for love, you may have seen that Facebook announced it would target more debunked claims about the coronavirus, like that it was man-made or that masks don't prevent transmission. Both of those are, of course, false. Let's take a look at the week in social media with Femi Okay. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, how's it going? What are you seeing about Facebook getting tougher on COVID-19 conspiracies?
It has taken so many years to get to this point. It's been a really difficult struggle. And I'm really just going to point to the COVID pandemic that has really pushed Facebook and other social media platforms to take some action about misinformation, particularly when it comes to anti-vaxxers putting out misinformation. So I know you would have known if you've ever been searching for COVID-19 or vaccine information, whatever platform you're on will pop up. Give you the CDC website, maybe the WHO website. So that has been in place for several months now. But now Facebook has gone one step further. They are going to remove your posts. They will remove you as a group. And they are saying this is part of a big campaign to help the COVID vaccination campaign. So they're giving out free ads to health authorities. They're also encouraging people to find out where can you get vaccinated. Go on to Facebook or Instagram. They may well be able to direct you in the right place. And then also just policing this misinformation. It is a huge endeavor to ban all anti-vaxxers who are posting misinformation, all the groups who are doing that. And Deb sums up the real difficulty. She posted underneath Facebook's post this week, "I am worried that you are too late. You let the disinformation go on for too long. Many will not be coming back, and this is all on you." Peter, it's a huge enterprise, but now they're having zero tolerance. Let's see how that works out.
Yeah, well, that's good because we are fans of solid information here. There's another story that has been trending this week about Tessica Brown. Last month, the 40-year-old from Louisiana ran out of hairspray and decided to use Gorilla Glue on her hair instead. And then a week later, in a panic, she turned to social media for help because she couldn't get it out. And Femi, I saw you tweeting about this story.
I did, and as Tessica said herself in her TikTok video, bad, bad, bad idea. Let me give you an idea of what her head looked like. You know those little dollies where your hair gets painted on? And it was solid. So in her first TikTok video, she tapped her head and it sounded like it was a rock. So people were invested in her story. Oof. There was one Instagram video that's had 4 million views. People were suggesting things. Chelsea app said, acetone and water, that will make a glue-removing adhesive. People were suggesting coconut oil and tea tree oil. People were piling in. There was a lot of laughter and confusion. How on earth can you mix up a heavy-duty adhesive with a styling product? People weren't buying that. They thought maybe she was out there trying to get the likes and the views. But it was a real dilemma. And I think what made this such an incredible story to follow, very visual, updates, everybody had an opinion. And there was also, Peter, and this is sad, but we know this is really true on social media, some bullying. So I know you've got a little bite so that Tessica can explain how much bullying she received too online.
Well, I do. This is her speaking to Entertainment Tonight earlier this week.
I'm usually the person that I don't care, you know, what people say. You know, I just move at my own pace. You know, I don't care what people say. But it's just getting to the point where, you know, people are on TV saying stuff about me. You don't even know me.
You know, Femi, a lot of times you and I will talk about some of the stories that are trending on social media, and we will be laughing about them. But this is sort of a tough one, isn't it? What do you think we can learn here?
I think it's borderline because you can see it's slapstick. The fact that you're tapping your head and it sounds like it's a brick wall, that's slapstick until you realize that Tessica is in pain. She went to the ER, she couldn't get some help. And then a plastic surgeon in LA offered some help. So it's the internet coming to the rescue at the same time as mocking and bullying you. So you see the light and the dark. And people also recognize that this was bullying and that she really did need help. She wasn't doing it for attention. That is the takeaway, is that in the same place that you can find help, you'll also find people who delight in the fact that you are in a very serious situation. It does have a happy ending so far, Peter.
The internet can be a scary place. All right, Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you as always. Have a great weekend. Happy Friday, Femi.
Thank you. Take care.